The book of James, chapter 3. And for just a couple of minutes, we're going to look at this. One single verse, James chapter 3. Verse 6. The tongue is a fire. The tongue is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It, that is the tongue, corrupts the whole person. It sets the whole course of life on fire, and it itself is set on fire by hell. This is not the only mention of the tongue that James makes reference to in the book of James. If you go up to chapter 1 and verse 19, James says that we should be quick to hear and slow to speak. The old saying is that God gave us two ears and one mouth. Maybe He intended for us to listen twice as much as we speak. If you go down to chapter 1 and verse 26, James says that if anybody among you seems to be religious, but if they cannot bridle, if they cannot keep a rein, that is, if they cannot control their tongue, James says this person's religion is worthless. So our religion, in a real sense, can be judged or determined by the use of our tongue. In chapter 3 and in verse 10, James says, "For out of the same mouth comes both cursing and blessings. My brethren, these things ought not to be." And then in chapter 3 and verse 6, where we're going to look, he says the tongue is a fire. Think with me for a moment, how many sins are associated with the tongue? There is lying. There is cursing. There is gossip. There is blasphemy. There is false teaching. There is talebearing. And this list just goes on and on and on. No wonder the writer said in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21, the writer says that both death and life are in the power of the tongue. James says that our tongue is like a fire. Let's think for a moment here about a fire. Now, a fire is something that can be either good or bad depending on how it's used. I mean, a fire can burn, but a fire can also keep you warm if you're cold. A fire can be very, very destructive, and yet a fire can cook and prepare food. So a fire can be both positive or negative depending upon its use. We understand? Now, James says that the tongue is like a fire. So the tongue, like a fire, can be either good or bad depending on how it's used. The tongue can be used to encourage, or the tongue could be used to discourage. The tongue could be used to tell somebody the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, or that same tongue could be used to cuss at somebody. But I want you to look at James 3 and verse 6 again. What James is talking about is the destructive nature of a fire. The destructive nature of the tongue. You see, a fire destroys everything in its path. And so does the tongue. And you and I need to live every day with an awareness of just how destructive our words can be. You and I need to live every day with an awareness that the absolute havoc that our words can have on everybody who is around us. Few things in all of the world are more destructive than a fire that gets out of control, and God said your tongue is like that fire. Now, because of its destructive nature, let me give you four statements, and I'm just going to give you statements and we're going to be gone. Number one, because of the destructive nature of our words. Number one, we need to think before we speak. We need to think before we speak. Brethren, our words ought to be used to build bridges and not set fires that destroy things. We need to think before we speak words. People will say things that they should never ever say. And then they will hide behind a statement that's something like, well, I just call it like I see it. Listen, nobody made you the umpire of life to call it as you see it. Shh, you need to hush. We need to think before we speak. Just because you might see something, just because you might feel something, doesn't mean you need to pop off about it. You're welcome. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 7, Solomon, the preacher, says there is a time to speak and there is a time to remain silent. We got the speaking time down pat. Think before you speak. I'm about to say something. What's this going to come across as? Number two, because of the destructive nature of the tongue, of our words, listen to yourself. Listen to you. A lot of folks talk, don't even listen to themselves. Listen, think before you speak, but then when you speak, listen. Do you want someone to speak to you the way you have spoken to some other people? Not just the words, but the tone. The tone means everything. The tone means everything. You can say something very straight and very truthful and say it with what my dad used to call tack, and everybody understand it. But you can say the same thing with the wrong tone, and everybody who hears it's offended. Listen to yourself. Think before you speak. Number three, because of the destructive nature of the tongue, everything you say is heard in heaven. Did you know that? Everything you say is heard in heaven. Every time you get in somebody's ear and whisper, you better not ever say anything to anybody about this. Heaven hears that whole conversation. That thing you said that you think only two people in the world ever know about, there's at least three know about it. God knows everything. God can do everything. God is all powerful, and God hears every word. Everything we say is heard in heaven. Boy, that's scary, ain't it? That's scary. Stand before God. God said, wait a minute, I want you to hear something. And then he turns your words on you. You can't say, well, Lord, I didn't say that. I don't think you can run a lie by him. Think, the tongue is like a fire. Tongue is like a fire. Now, because it has such a destructive element in it, I need to think before I speak. I need to listen to myself when I do speak. I need to understand and remember that everything I say is being heard in heaven. Number four, people will remember what you say. Oh, I hope you remember this. It was Twain who said, I can live on a good compliment for a week. How true that is. How true that is. Somebody can shake your hand, put their arm around you, and in 30 seconds they can encourage you, they can compliment you, and you can live for a week on that 30 seconds. But I'm going to tell you something. I remember some things that people said to me 20 years ago. They weren't nice then, and they're not nice now. It can be good or it can be bad. But people remember what you say to them. They can remember it with a smile, or they can remember it saying, wow, what was wrong that day? The tongue is like a fire. The tongue is like a fire. Now, what does that mean? Here's what that means. That means that they're similar. They're similar. The tongue is like a fire. What does that mean? Here's what that means. That means that you have to use caution with both of them. When you get around fire, you need to be cautious. You need to be cautious. I have set my house on fire twice in my life. I hold a record for that. You have got to be cautious with fire, but you've got to be cautious with your words. I'm going to tell you something else. Sometimes the gift of gab isn't a gift at all. Sometimes it can just be an outright curse. Tongue is like a fire. Fire can do a lot of good. Fire can warm. Fire can cook. Fire can purify. There's some good, but I'm going to tell you what, it can tear up some stuff too. And so can your tongue. Our words have an element in them that can be very, very destructive. You can ruin, destroy a person's reputation with your words. Because a lot of times when we get to telling a story, the story will veer off from what we actually saw to what we think we saw. And now all of a sudden what we think we saw, we absolutely think we did see, and we're telling facts when ain't no facts about it. Amen. The tongue is like a fire. Be cautious around both of them. Think before you speak. When you do speak, listen to what you are saying. Remember, everything you say is being heard in heaven. And the people you're talking to, depending on what you're saying, they're going to remember what you have said. Be careful. Words are powerful. If you're here this afternoon and if you're not a Christian, you need to obey the gospel. How do I do that? Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." You can't improve on that. If you're here this afternoon and are a Christian, but you've walked away from God. If you're here and in a situation to where you would like to seek our prayers, we are open to that. If you need to